Good afternoon, the exotic set. Chrissy speaking.
Hey, mate, it's me.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, right. How are you going?
All right.
Getting there.
I'm just buying us a new autoclave.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so if you don't mind asking Kiri,
yes,
if she can pay the invoice that comes through by email. It'll be an invoice sent through from, a lady called Donna,
okay,
or your home care vet.
Yep.
Is her
yep.
business name.
Okay.
And I can't remember how much it is. I think it's okay. About $1,500, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all good. Where are you picking it up from?
I think she's shutting part of her business down or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, practically brand new. It's got,
that's good.
Got the
yeah.
three trays in it too, which will make it easy for
cool.
us to sterilise the small packet.
Yeah, nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Is it smaller or the same size as this one?
I think it'll be slightly bigger.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Hopefully it'll be quieter, though.
You know, should still fit on the
yeah.
on the table.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Very
so
nice.
I'm going to pick it up this afternoon. So
okay.
if Kiri sees it,
yep.
it should come through in the next, I don't know, half an hour or something. She's sending it. So
okay, cool.
If we can pay it, then
yep.
If Kiri can email, no, she won't need to. I'll see the transaction go through on the bank account, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Do yeah.
To just let you know when it's been paid.
Yeah, that's probably a yeah. good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Excellent. Or just even texting me a screenshot of the invoice. Of the payment, of the bank
yeah.
payment.
Okay, no worries. Yeah.
And then obviously she would just print a copy of whatever that invoice was that the woman sent us to.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I don't have the words,
yep,
so...
I got it.
Just so she knows we've paid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thank you.
Easy. No worries. Sounds good.
Ah, well, I'll see you tomorrow with a new autoclave.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. How's today?
Quiet.
Yeah. I thought I was quiet when I looked up this morning. Weird. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Look at that. One appointment. So I think that will be fine.
It's a weird day, very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all good.
We're still waiting on Harry's blood results, but they haven't come through yet.
With whose blood results?
For Harry.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah. They haven't come through yet. Oh, partially. So still waiting on something.
What's come through? The liver through?
Good question. Hold on. Do you want to interpret Harry's bloods to now? The ones that come through.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's a most excellent summary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put him on.
Very accurate.
Hello.
Hi.
How you going?
I'm going good. How about good. You?
I'm good. I'm a bit bored, honestly, but that's all right.
Bored?
A bit bored.
Hopefully that'll this has been put out in the universe several times in the last few minutes, so hopefully your afternoon will get more interesting.
First avian influenza case this afternoon. There we go. Very good. HPAI. That's all right. Nah. So Harry, bile acid 1, GLDH 4, and amylase 2000.
Yeah, so it's soft tissue. He's probably got cancer.
Yeah.
Did he have his dose of flagyl yet? I think I asked Chrissy to hold off.
Sure. I can double check.
Yeah. Maybe safe to give it then. And I was going to try solomocentesis, but I don't know. I don't know if safe to do so or even if he needs it, but the X-ray showed that he's probably got quite a lot of fluid in there because he's breathing up a bit.
Sure,
so,
I can try with the ultrasound.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Cool.
I think on the X-ray you'll be able to see which side the bowel was situated.
Yep.
From memory, I think it's on the left, on that image from yesterday,
yep.
In which case you just go caudal right quadrant, probably, of the coelom.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
Give it a crack.
I don't know. I mean, he's on death's door pretty much, so
yeah.
It's really just to try and make him a little bit more comfortable.
Was he on any pain relief? I'm not sure. I don't think he is.
I think he's on... Is he on Tramadol? Or was he on Tramadol?
I'll have to check, because otherwise I can start him on that. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think so. Probably, yeah, Tramadol or Meloxicam. One of the two would probably be fine, especially if his kidneys are okay too.
Cool.
Were they okay? Or the uric acid not back yet?
No, I'm still waiting for the whole of the biochem panel and everything, so just those normal three that come through. So, just waiting. But yeah, I just got this Amazon in.
What was wrong with it in the end with the vomiting?
Well, I'm waiting for its blood test to come back still, but its bile acid is about 130. So I think
liver.
Might be some, yeah, liver. And it's got like yellow stained urates, but it's sort of regurgitating now. I thought it might have had the foreign body, but she mentioned that it was eating chili and capsicum before it came in, like a little bit.
Right, and that could have been the red thing you saw.
I guess so. I think because she's just adamant there's nothing red, like any cotton rope or anything like that he could chew. So that might fit better. I've obviously never looked at the chili under the microscope. Maybe it looks like a little string or something like that. I'm not sure, but...
Could be.
It
could just be the skin too, you know. The skin of the chili is pretty resilient, so it might have been retained in that shape.
Yeah, and... So he's passed on feces overnight. He's had like a little bit of regurg overnight, but this morning he's had none. And I've had him on just metamide and I just started on some Augmentin too. I did his crop wash and everything yesterday, looked fine, but I just swabbed his mouth and there's definitely some like inflammatory cells there. So I've just got some Augmentin and some liver support and just the fluids and the feeding. And like I think he looks brighter, but he's just not eating enough. So I'm just waiting for the
rest. And you know, the Amazons are really well known for the high cholesterol, fatty plaques, heart disease, fatty liver. You know, so if the nausea was peaked because he's just feeling really blah, that could be part of it. Did you get cholesterol and GLDH back?
I've got the same three. I've got the bile acids, GLDH. Only four.
Yeah, not through the roof, but still significant enough to put him on. I'd be using the Ursifalk.
Yep.
You can't. See, if it's cholestasis, the bile acids are through the roof, the Ursifalk will make that worse. Actually could make it quite a bit worse. So
When I came across the Ursifalk in Bob's book, he mentions that the Ursifalk actually helps some of the other bile acids in the normal body drain. It's sort of like
it should.
Apparently,
it should. But it could be. Have a read of what Plum says. Contraindications for it, and I'm fairly certain from memory, it's contraindicated if bile acids are already elevated. So just have a read of that first and make a call. There was something about it that prevented us from using it when bile acids were elevated, and I just can't remember exactly what the background is.
Sure.
Unless I'm mixing it up. Sorry?
I said, I think I've got time today.
I could be mixing it up with the use of Temgesic as a pain reliever in these cases with cholestasis. So, because we often used it as combo because they were so fractious and nauseous. So it could be that I'm remembering. I don't know. But yeah, if you double check, I know Bob's book has it, but it came out. We played around with it when I first worked for him.
Yep.
One contraindication involving bile acids.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I remember. And it could have been Temgesic use. I'm not sure.
Cool. Well,
but it's in Plum.
Okay, cool. I'm just sort of waiting, really. And I think she sort of hit her limit with the the budget and stuff. Like, she agreed to do the x-rays and a blood test and a hospitalisation fee. But I think he's obviously going to need another night.
Yeah.
Not eating. Do you mind if I just tell her that she can have one night for free because she's just paying about $1,400?
I think it'd just be like, even if you sort of test the waters with only charging for boarding overnight if we're not doing it.
Okay.
As well. But I think the hardest part with her is going to be that we're seeing this bird, but she mentioned that she had macaws and stuff as well.
Yeah, I think she said she was going to get some, I think she was going to get so.
What sort of bird is she?
Just say again, sorry?
Bird on seed?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, right.
And stuff like that, so.
I'd be careful about offering her too much at no charge because of that.
Yeah.
She's going to come back and haunt us.
A bit more. Yeah.
For that.
Okay.
But... yeah, like, look, say to her, look, we'll do a $50 boarding fee instead of the normal hospital if it's another night, because it's best for the bird.
Yep.
And, I mean, if she can spend thousands on macaws, she can spend another night in hospital.
Sure.
Sirenia might help.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that too. Like, the Venomide seems to be working pretty well.
It's is it?
Like,
good.
Like well, he stopped regurgitating, definitely. But,
yeah.
Like, he's brighter, I think, but he's not...
he's not eating.
No. But
yeah, try the Sirenia. Have we got anything that he loves? Have we got any capsicum?
Yeah, I think we put a bunch of stuff in there for him. And he hasn't really taken anything. He cracks on some stuff, but not. But, I mean, his crop was pretty full with all the food I put in. But, I'll try some stuff. But otherwise, he's all right.
Sirenia could, what we used to notice with the animals when Sirenia first came out is that we would give them, and it didn't matter if it was a dog or a cat or a bird, and Metamide kind of did the job to get them, to stop them vomiting, but not to get them eating, because it does cause that GIT contraction, which can be painful. And we added Sirenia in, and they would eat.
Yeah.
So if it is related to nausea, Sirenia might help. But I can't remember if we can use it twice a day in birds, or it's still only once a day.
I'll just have a look.
I know it's 1 mg per kg.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain they've got it listed as once a day. But sorry, I'm holding the phone with one hand and trying to hang out sheets on the line with the other, so it's a bit logistically difficult.
I'll just find it in here, but yeah, it doesn't even say when. It just says 1 mg per kg.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it might not even be in there. Yeah, if it's not. Yeah, 1 mg per kg. Fingers and toes crossed. I don't know if the herb tonic might make him feel less nauseous as well, because it's got lactulose in it, but...
Yeah, I hope so. I think, I put him on some Augmentin too, just in case there's some weird going on. But just because I saw in his mouth there was a lot of inflammation, like on the cytology, but it looks fine inside.
All right.
So I'm not sure. But yeah, I guess he's been, like, regurgitating, so... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's just... Oh, sorry. Chrissy wants to talk to you as well, Ness. You got anything else for me?
No. That's it.
Cool.
Right, just like...
All right, well, I'll talk to you
all right, mate.
Work if there's anything else or anything like that. But otherwise, I'll just
Amazon
here and stuff.
What did we decide? What did you decide the Amazon? Sorry, is it on Sammy and
Milk Thistle? I think we this morning and Augmentin, and then just the fluids and the feeding and
cool.
And the Metamide. Let me stop the bug and some Sirenia now too.
Yeah, what's she like? Like, were you intending on if going home tomorrow and turning on sending it home on Metamide, or just seeing how it goes, just with what it gets in hospital and see if it eats?
I just said to her, I said we just need to see more that it's eating, you know, before it goes home, because it's honestly like eating two sunflower seeds. But hopefully we
can
hold off on the Metamide and just do other stuff. Would be my hope.
How fractious is the bird with, like, it being in hospital?
It's not too bad. Like, it just gets cranky when I grab it. And all the commotion is when I do the crop feeding stuff. So it's obviously not actually that bad. But,
right.
She might struggle at home unless we find and put in some food. So we're going to talk to her about that. It's all good.
Is she bonded to the bird? Is he hand tame?
Yeah, look, he's nice enough, I think. But he sort of just hangs on his place there most of the day, apparently. In the cage, outdoor library. But,
and it, was there a history of it vomiting, regurgitating at home, like potentially bonded to her?
I think there is some sexual regurg, but this one, when he came in, he was just, it was just passively just coming out of his mouth in the carrier when he came in.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's,
yeah, so there's a cause.
True regurgitation, so on.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, hopefully it goes well. Well, hopefully the blood results tell me something a bit more too. But yeah, they're taking a bit longer than my surgeon. So.
They've taken a while, haven't they?
Yeah. Anyway, cool. All right, well, I'll do those few jobs.
All right, mate.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ness.
All good. All right, I'll talk to you, Ron.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Oh, here's Chrissy.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Bye.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. it just went really quiet. We got
Did
the
it.
Invoice through, but we can't do a direct deposit by a bank transfer. You've got to do it by the Pay ID.
Okay.
Have you used that?
I don't even know if Heritage has Pay ID.
I have no idea. Kiri said maybe through your phone app.
Yeah, it could be, hey. So she hasn't given us a bank account.
No, she's got direct deposit by a Pay ID. All right, hold on. Maybe it's easier if you talk to Kiri now. She's free. Hold
all right.
On. I'll transfer you again.
Yeah. No worries.
Hello, you're talking to everyone today.
Hi. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, no, it's a Pay ID. So are you paying through Heritage, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, it'll have to be through our business account. Yeah. I've just said to her we can do a bank transfer, so of course she's decided to make it more difficult.
Yeah. So I don't know with Heritage, because on the actual banking site you can't do a Pay ID as far as but like I know with Commonwealth Bank, if you go to on your app pay someone, there's an option to do Pay ID.
So I'll see if has she given you how we would do the Pay ID? Has she given you a mobile number or something?
She hasn't. She's just given us a step. She does say if you like to pay by credit card, email us your intention to do this and we'll take your details over the phone. So you might need to give her a call if you want to. That's probably the easiest way than trying to work out how to Pay ID on Heritage. But yeah, she hasn't given
Has she given you her mobile number though?
Yeah, it's on the invoice. So are you...
Okay. Yeah, I'll look at the invoice on our email and I'll go...
Yeah, okay, not a problem. If you have any problems there or she gives you different bank details, let me know and I'll transfer the money. But, yeah, unless we can work out how to do Pay ID on Heritage, I just don't know.
Yeah, no worries. I'll see if I can.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at the dog throwing something up, which is not sure what. How's going yesterday?
How's Freya going?
She's kind of just a bit flat now. There's been no more vomiting, which is good.
Yeah.
Well, just done a massive wash of all the sheets and crap. So
I'm just having a look at the bank now just to make sure there's something I haven't missed with Pay ID. But being an older bank...
No. If it's available, it'll be on the phone app. So I'll have a look. And if we can't do it that way, I'll just... let her know that we'll send her through a screenshot of it being paid by bank transfer.
But we'll need we'll need some details like bank account numbers and stuff.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, she'll need to give us that to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
All good.
All right. Well,
all right.
Let me know.
Thanks,
if you have
mate. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Do you need to speak to anyone else again? No.
All good.
Excellent. Okay, thanks.
Excellent.
See you later.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.